If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom from the new Saved by the Bell, actor Mitchell Hoag. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing, Hoagie?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. You look like you are in the festive spirit right there with the serious Christmas sweater.
Do a little something. You have to. Come on.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm in LA. I'm in my place.
Oh, okay. So you got your own place out here now. Nice.
I do. Yeah. I go back. I'm going to go home for a little bit and see the fam and catch up with them.
And home, correct me if I'm wrong, is Colorado, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Where exactly?
So I grew up Fort Collins until I was like 13 and then moved to Steamboat, which is a little ski town, and then did Breckenridge, which is another little ski town. So I kind of hopped around.
Oh, dude, you are a ski. Would a guy be a ski bunny? What do you call guys?
Ski bum. Come on.
Ski bum. Okay, I don't know. Hey, yeah. Hoagie, you know what? I've never been skiing in my life. I've never been. Am I too old to learn? Can you give a brother a lesson or what's up?
I snowboard, so I can give you some snowboarding lessons.
Well, I can surf. Exactly the
same. You don't need to learn anything.
Well, no, but I'm saying I got pretty good balance. So, you know, if you take me down a little bunny one, is that what they're called?
Look, if you can box the way you do, you can snowboard. I promise you that.
Thank you, brother. I'm athletic. Yeah, I'm gonna trust you. Don't send me down a bad hill.
I see a surgery in your future.
I'm seeing multiple injuries.
These guys are haters. Don't listen to them.
I'm not a hater. Look, I've been to Breckenridge. It's amazing there.
Oh, name dropper.
Yeah, towns.
Sounds beautiful, and I've heard nothing but incredible things. And I didn't know you were like a competitive snowboarder. Is that true?
Yeah, I was a pro-am up until about 16, 17.
That's awesome.
And then concussions came into play and I had to stop.
Oh, so you had some wipeouts, huh?
Yeah, we would break 2 to 3 helmets a year.
Where were you hitting?
Down the middle.
What were you, the ground, a tree? What were you hitting?
So the way, because I did slope style, so jumps and rails.
Oh.
And so when you're going off a 70-foot jump, you're going 50 miles an hour. And then when you land, how hard they pack the snow so you can get speed.
Yeah.
Is the equivalent to concrete.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
My legs would be bruised every single week from falling.
Oh, man. Hoagie, I got a whole new respect for you, player. I didn't know you were a serious athlete. That's awesome, man, because you're a great actor. You're doing a great job on the show, bud. I don't think I've ever asked you, how was the audition process? And I could never make any of the castings, but they did a great job. I would see the tapes. I said, I like that kid.
Elizabeth was there, I think, on a few of them.
Yeah, I know. I was supposed to be, but I'm a little busier than her.
Yeah, a little bit. You're always a busy guy. I kind of went to the like original I guess you'd call it like the classic auditioning process. Like I got the original breakdown from my Atlanta agent and LA. And then I got callbacks on both. And so then my whole team kind of combined and said, okay, you know, let's go in LA and do the callback. So I went into the callback and then we did, I want to say we did 2 screen tests.
Okay.
And I went straight from the screen tests to the airport to go to another job in New Mexico. And so right before I was about to get on the flight, my agent called me and was like, yo, like you got it. one of the moments where I was kind of like, like I want to celebrate, but now I have to go do another job. But it all worked out fine.
You got a little pep in your step going to that next job, man. Well,
yeah, a little something.
It was well deserved. Like I said, you're killing it and a lot of fun to work with right there. You, of course, play Mac Morris in the new Saved by the Bell, son of Zach Morris. Be honest, did you ever watch a show growing up? Because you're a little young.
I didn't.
That's okay. I wouldn't either. No, you didn't. So did you, once you got the role, did you do a big binge deal?
It was funny. So I actually didn't. I did not want
to. You just said, fuck it. I'm going to go show up.
I pretty much was like, you know, due to, you know, how Tracy Wakefield, our showrunner, wrote it. It's like, it's not even really a reboot. It's almost kind of like a reimagined Bayside.
It's exactly
like, yeah. I didn't want to copy anything that Mark did because he did such a good job back then. So I kind of wanted to.
How would you know? You didn't see it.
I watched it. Okay. The one thing that I did watch was Zach Morris's Trash.
No. You saw like a cliff note. You saw like a cliff note version. I love that. Like, hey, I'm not gonna prepare.
I'm just gonna watch like one episode and I'll be fine.
I'm gonna watch a spoof. Different room, so. I love it, which is so perfect for your character. It's hilarious, man. How would you describe Mac?
I think Mac is the number one. I think he's the epitome of what white privilege would be. And I think he abuses that to get anything he wants, but it's not out of, you know, a need for trying to actually get revenge at people or actually get at people. I think it's just to cure this luxurious boredom that privilege does bring.
He capitalizes on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's a player, king of the school. You know, I get everything I want at the end of the day.
Yeah, hey man, that's a fun role.
If you had watched the original series, you know it's just like Zach.
Like father, like son. Also in the works, man, The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. What can you tell me about that?
I actually can't say a ton about that. I play young Ed. So there's Ed and Lorraine within the storyline. Have you seen the first two?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I like them.
So, you know, they are kind of the main log line that carries throughout of the investigations.
Sure.
And I'm the young them of the flashbacks.
Can you at least answer, did the devil make you do it?
I can answer that.
as if lit. Wait, is it Patrick Wilson? Who's the actor?
Patrick Wilson.
Patrick Wilson. Yeah. Yeah. I was right. In Vera Farmiga. Yeah. Exactly. So you're young Patrick Wilson.
Young Patrick Wilson.
Yeah, yeah. I got it. Nice casting right there.
I'm just making a career on playing young people of, you know, pre-established.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think about that. Hey, that's a good thing though. That's a good thing. Hey, how did you, I should have asked you this before. How did you transition from snowboarding to acting?
My whole family was in the arts. So my sister was in theater. She went to Pepperdine for musical theater. And then my brother is a tattoo artist and then he's a lead singer in a band and he did singing and theater back in high school. So I feel like I was always exposed to it, but yeah. I kind of unconsciously, I feel like I knew that was a road that I could always go down due to constantly going to plays and all of that.
Got it.
So once the time came, I found a little studio in Denver called AEC, which is Brian McCauley and John Crockett. Nice. And I went and trained with them for 2 years. And then I just fell in love, got the acting bug, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Well, it worked out right there. You're going to be home for the holidays or what you doing?
I am. Yeah. We have between this and then I have After Masks, which is another film that's coming out. Which I produced, wrote, and
nice Hoagie. I like it.
Thank you. So I'm doing press on that too. So yeah, a bit home for the holidays, but also kind of a working holiday.
Happy for you, real quick, because I follow you on social media. You're one of the few young people that you kind of rarely post.
Yeah,
is that by design or?
I think it's how I was raised. Like I wasn't raised even like video games. A lot of people played video games when they were younger. I never. we had a Wii, I think.
Yeah.
But we never, like, I never had Xbox or any of that. It's just never really been this thing in my life that I put a lot of energy into. So then when social media came along, I kind of took the same perception of it and was kind of like, you know, I'll post when I need to because of our industry and because of sure. work. But I'm not going to egg on people to spend hours a day on it.
Yeah. No, I respect that. I respect that. You still follow me though, right?
Oh yeah. You know.
Dude, I'm hella funny. You should keep up.
Yeah. All right, I love your social media. Your kids and their TikTok dances. Come on.
Thanks, my man. See? Okay, cool. All right, look, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot, Hoagie. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Yeah.
Favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
The Wire.
Nice. Favorite Christmas song?
Santa's Coming to Town. Is that what song?
Yeah, Santa Claus Coming to Town. Yeah. Celebrity crush growing up?
Zoe Kravitz.
What are you, like six? I think she's 20.
Hey, he's got good taste though. All-time favorite Christmas gift?
A motorcycle.
You ride a lot still?
I do, yeah. Me and Mark bonded on that because his...
Oh, yeah. He used to... Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I raced for 7 years.
Oh, is that right? Along with the... Good for you.
Yeah.
It's the best part of the 90s.
Ooh, the flare jeans.
The flare jeans?
Yeah, bottom belt, yeah.
Hey, I still know a lot of dudes that rock those right there, flares.
I still rock them, Mario.
Hey, respect. I love it. Hey, man, good catching up with you. Congratulations on everything. Proud of you. Hope to see you in person soon. And everyone, listen, watch the new Saved by the Bell on Peacock. Hoagie, thanks for checking in, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, man. I'll see you soon.
All right, later.
On with Mario Lopez.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.